Latest projections suggest that the temperature for southeast Alaska and western British Columbia coast would increase just over 6 degrees to an average of under 44 degrees Fahrenheit in the year 2080. Precipitation in the form of rain would increase over 20 inches to 145 inches, while snowfall could drop about 30% to about 30 inches a year.
There could be some serious differences.
Michael Goldstein with the U.S. Forest Service was among a group of researchers who briefed attendees on the unpublished research at the recent Southeast Alaska Watershed Symposium in Juneau. A similar presentation was made during the recent ALCAN Summit organized by the Juneau World Affairs Council. Goldstein says the changes in temperature and precipitation would not be uniform throughout Southeast Alaska and western British Columbia.
So temperature and precipitation had the greatest change in the northern mainland, and the least change in the southern island provinces, and precipitation as snow had the greatest change in southern mainland and the least change in the outer coast.
It could mean warmer and drier extended summers and warmer and wetter winters.
By 2080, we could lay this out. Juneau could be like Prince Rupert, projected average of 45 degrees Fahrenheit or thereabouts is similar to the average temperature of May 2013. And I was looking around the internet. Alabama has an average winter temperature of 45 degrees as well.
The projections were presented in conjunction with separate research and modeling done by Colin Shanley, a planner and analyst with the Nature Conservancy in Juneau, in his effort to identify salmon habitat, ranging from the most vulnerable to the most resilient.
This is a watershed-based analysis. It's not a cell-based analysis or an estuary-based analysis.
Dr. Sanjay Pierre, Associate Professor of Geography and Environmental Science at the University of Alaska Southeast, says climate change could play a crucial role in altering stream temperatures and episodic discharges from area glaciers in the ice field.
If you look at the overall discharge coming out of an area like Southeast Alaska and northern British Columbia annually compared to a place like the Mississippi River Basin, it's actually something like two times the overall freshwater discharge. Obviously, it has a much smaller land mass overall, so there's a lot of water coming down the pipes here in a place like Southeast Alaska.
Watersheds that are predominantly glacial-fed may, for example, have their peak discharge in midsummer with cold water. Snow- or rain-fed watersheds may have two discharge peaks in the spring and early fall. So what does this all mean for Southeast Alaska? The research suggests that an increase in water temperature and rainfall levels brought on by climate change could alter the discharge timing and raise the summer water temperature of formerly glacial-fed watersheds. The Forest Service's Mike Goldstein also expects that alpine temperatures will eventually exceed current subalpine temperatures. Along with a third decrease in the accumulated snowfall, he says that could raise the elevation of the tree line by as much as 600 feet and, referring to research by others, raise the lower subalpine boundary by 1,200 feet. Goldstein suggests that there would not be a significant increase in fire danger, but there may be an increase in number and severity of insects and disease.
Projected increases in temperatures could expand lowland forest habitats during winter. So ungulates, for example, could have reduced energetic costs if there's no deep, deep snow to go through. So there's a lot of different implications out there. A longer growing season may increase food availability for wildlife in the spring. So that's on one hand, but on the other hand, we clearly understand there could be some timing issues, right? Rusty blackbirds eating dragonflies coming out later, rusty blackbirds not having higher nest success because there's no food source when the chicks are being reared.
Goldstein points to other research demonstrating that Auk Creek has already shown a change in salmon run timing 2 weeks earlier over the last 30 years. UAS's Sanjay Pierre says a few degree change in water temperature could alter the growth and development of salmon at various points of its life cycle.
It's critically important in particular to younger stages, juvenile stages. So we know that incubation times are well known to be inversely related to stream temperature. And stream temperature, through its effects on development, accelerating or slowing down basically the size of juveniles, can impact out-migration times. So warmer temperatures influences out-migration or can accelerate out-migration.
It can also be important in adult migration.
These are watersheds across Southeast that are exhibiting some evidence of run timing shifts in adults.
And the Nature Conservancy's Colin Shanley says another big worry among fishery biologists includes changes in discharge flows.
With this transition from snow-fed watersheds to rain-fed watersheds, we're going to see more rain on snow events, higher flows, more scouring of salmon roe. So salmon roe getting kicked up out of the gravel before they have time to incubate.
While some streams would blink off as productive salmon habitat because of climate change, others could very well blink on. Streams that currently do not have any salmon runs could someday become productive with subtle changes in temperature or discharge flow. Besides the possible implications on salmon productivity and management, the researchers acknowledge that they may only be touching the terminus of the glacier, so to speak, when it comes to researching the effects of climate change in southeast Alaska and western British Columbia. There are a variety of other potential implications on everything from municipal planning of streamside setbacks to managing hydroelectric facilities and tourism operations. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.